welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by the director here at the Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library in Guthrie Center. That's Pat Sleister. We're going to be talking about the Festival of Trees coming up, and this will be coming up tomorrow. Pat, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm always looking forward to having you here to visit with.
Fabulous, myself included. And what is going to go on here? I know there's going to be a couple of big highlights. Santa and Mrs. Claus, of course, are going to be here. And there's some refreshments and, of course, the trees. So kind of give us a rundown of what we can expect.
Well, this is going to be our 17th Festival of Trees here at the library. We kind of like to start it off with some kind of an open house. So it's open to anybody that wants to come in and share some refreshments with us and maybe do some crafts. We've got crafts for kids, and we've even got a craft table for the adults. We've got some unusual door prizes that we might give away, and we're always thankful to have Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus here, and they will be sitting down in the east window beside the Christmas tree waiting for the kids to come sit on their lap and give them their wish list for the year. And I'm sure moms and dads will bring their cell phones along and take a picture while they're there. So this year, however, the chamber has provided us with some chamber bucks to give away as prizes to three of the trees. And so when you come into the open house, you can vote on your favorite tree, and we will give three chamber buck prizes to those trees. So that's a special thing, too.
Actually, I did want to mention one more thing about the holidays. I saw coming in the box to Santa, so the mailbox Santa, that is. So if maybe it can't be here tomorrow, kids, you can stop on by. And how long have you had that here, and how long is that going to be here? Is it going to be here up till Christmas?
It's going to be here until Christmas. We just got it yesterday, and it was actually provided by the Main Street people. They have one also. So you can either stop on Main Street outside, or you can leave your letter to Santa in our entryway.
Now getting beyond the holidays just a little bit, you have any activities or any events coming up in the near future that you want the community to know about?
Well, I guess maybe really closely, we will be having a card-making class. It is going to be on Thursday, December the 21st. Judy Zimmerline comes, and she brings little kits for people to work with, and you can make as many cards as you want for $5. Also, on December the 12th, Judy is also going to be here for the kids, and we'll have a kids' Christmas craft night. So that would be like at 3:45. And so the kids can come that night, too.
Perfect. So lots of holiday things to get yourselves ready. And that Christmas card, if you kind of delayed yourself on the shopping a little bit, then send a nice card and get that crossed off your list. And something that's well beyond the near future, something big that's going to be coming to the library here, it's also coming to Jefferson, but it's coming here first, is the Smithsonian exhibit on the history of sports. It's going to be a fabulous thing, and you got a couple of things planned for it. Want to tell us kind of what you can right now?
I can tell you that the honorary chairman of the Smithsonian exhibit, which is called Hometown Teams, is Dan Gable, the famous wrestler. And we think he's going to be here at some point in time. I can't tell you exactly when, but probably next summer sometime he will actually be here at the library. The other exciting thing is that just happened, and you don't even know about this yet, but we wrote a grant with the Smithsonian for kids to get equipment and the opportunity to learn how to do some video audio interviews. And we just got word that we received $5,000 for this project. And so we're going to have some of the high school kids working on some interviews. I kind of think that maybe the topic of the whole season is going to be 6-on-6 girls basketball. So I don't want you to hold me to that because the kids haven't agreed to that yet. But we have some other things on 6-on-6 basketball that will be coming up during that whole time. So, and I know, do know that there will also be a special exhibit from the University of Iowa on 6-on-6. So anyway, that's one of the special features that we may have for that time.
fabulous. You heard it first on Raccoon Valley Radio, ladies and gentlemen. That's breaking news, and no less, it's in the media as well. You could have some of these kids taking my job someday, so yeah. I better step it up a little bit. But always great things going on at the library, and you're always looking maybe for a little bit of extra help, and especially individuals who are interested in reading a good book or just taking it a little easy. And want to talk about how they can get involved, who they can contact, especially for the volunteers that are going to be needed when that exhibit comes to town.
They can contact the Main Street office. Dana would be glad to take that kind of information. And they could contact me, Pat Slicer, here at the library. The library number is 641-747-8110. We're going to need people that will be willing to learn a little bit about the exhibit and be here at different times just to kind of explain to people what's going on. And it is going to be just a fantastic exhibit. We're really excited about it. They've even added a couple extra things that the Smithsonian didn't send with us. One of them comes from Dan Gable, and another one is from the Archives of the Women's History from the University of Iowa. So there'll be some little extra things there that people could learn about, and if they would want to come and help us to present this, I would just be awesome.
Fabulous. Well, once again, that's the director for the Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library here in Guthrie Center, Pat Slicer. We got the Festival of Trees coming up tomorrow, and that big Hometown Heroes exhibit coming up a little bit longer than tomorrow. So, Pat, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you so much. You come back anytime.
Oh, you know I will. For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.